The mother of a Rikers Island detainee who died by suicide in a caged shower at the jail complex last year sued the city on Wednesday. WNYC's Matt Catt reports.
Tamara Carter, the mother of Brandon Rodriguez, said in a lawsuit that her 25-year-old son suffered from bipolar disorder, depression, and multiple sclerosis, but he was neither prescribed medication nor monitored as a suicide risk. She alleges he was locked in a shower for a long period of time against city rules, despite his mental health state and despite the fact that he was suffering from a broken orbital bone and bruises after a recent beating by other incarcerated people. Rodriguez was one of 16 people to die last year in city custody. The rate of death is even higher this year, with 11 detainees having died in city custody or shortly after release.